Well, good evening, kiddos. We're going to be studying our first catechism, questions 7 and 8 tonight. Wait a second. That doesn't look right. I think somebody stole my camera. Huss? Oh, I'm sorry. This is my cat, Huss. Let's just fix that. All right. Yeah. Sorry about that. He gets ornery that way. Okay, tonight we're looking at the first catechism. We did this last week. Do you remember we looked at question 6 and we learned that there's only one God? But this week we're looking at questions 7 and 8. And we're learning that question 7, in how many persons does God exist? Three persons. And you might be thinking, how can one God be three persons? Well, God is not like anybody else in the whole world. He is unique. He has always existed. He's the one that created everything. And the only reason we can understand that there is one God and three persons is because God told us in his Bible. And question 8 says, well, name these three persons. And the names are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And how do we know that's true? Because the Bible tells us that God is three persons, and the name of those three persons are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We learn about this in Matthew 28. It's one of many places in the Bible where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are mentioned. And the church is told here, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you've probably seen a baptism at church where Pastor Olson's taken a little baby and taken some water and put it on the baby's head and said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is called a sacrament, where God promises to take care of this baby. And the church promises to teach them about God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And the elders and the pastors promise to shepherd, that is to take care of this little baby and teach him or her about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It's a very special time called a sacrament. And it's done in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit because these three persons are one God. The best way I think that I can help you understand it what we call the Trinity, that is, three persons and one God, is that when you pray, we often pray to the Father, and the Father hears our prayers, and he's the one that answers our prayers. He always answers them, and sometimes he answers them not as we ask, but he always answers them in a way that is best for us because he loves us. And the Son, and we know the Son of God as being Jesus. Jesus is the one who made it possible for us to pray. How? Because he died on the cross for our sins, and he made it so that we are forgiven and that God is able to hear our prayers because we are forgiven for our sin. So Jesus made it possible for us to pray. And the Holy Spirit, he's the one who's in our hearts and teaches us to pray. He's the one, because even when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit tells God what we need. And so when you're praying at night in your bed and you're scared or you're worried about something or there's something you want God to know, just tell the Father what it is, and the Holy Spirit will make that prayer perfect for God. So when you're trying to understand the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, when you're trying to understand what this really difficult lesson means, just remember the Father always answers your prayers. The Son is the one who made it possible for the Father to answer your prayers. And the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches you to pray. Well, it was great talking to you guys tonight. If you have any questions, politely ask Mom or Dad to send me an email. And my email address is right here on this slide. They can read it right now and figure out how to email me. They'll send me the question. And if I don't know the answer, I'll go and find it out for you. Okay? It was great talking to you guys. Have a great day. And let's say a prayer right now for you tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these children who have heard about your word today. We ask that you would teach them about you and about your Son, Jesus Christ, and about the Holy Spirit, that they would learn about you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all their lives, and that they would grow in grace and truth, and that they would forevermore be yours. And we pray all this in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, Amen.